Hi there, and welcome back to what used to be called the Curious Coach podcast. Yes, you heard correctly, used to be called, because after taking quite some time to reflect on the direction I wanted to take the podcast, I've decided to go with a bit of a rebrand. So going forward, you'll notice your feed updating with new artwork and a new title. And going forward, the podcast will become the Leading with Presence podcast. And it's going to be a new fortnightly podcast that will share practical strategies and insights about how to be a leader who is leading with presence. It'll still involve taking a coaching approach and focus, but will now be very much focused on applying these in a leadership context for developing strategies for enhancing self-awareness, empathy, and mindfulness for leaders. Going forward, I'll continue to integrate insights from coaching, neuroscience, psychology, and ancient wisdom traditions, and I aim to guide you on a path to leadership that is much more about growing inwardly as it is about growing outwardly. And in some ways, why now? Because in today's fast-paced, complex global environment, leaders at all levels are navigating unprecedented challenges. The landscape of work and leadership is being reshaped by technological advancements, shifting economic tides, and the need for sustainable, inclusive growth. These changes demand more from leaders than ever before. Not just the ability to manage and direct, but to inspire, understand, and connect on that deeper level. The temptation to respond to these pressures with increased hours, tightened control, and a relentless drive for results is indeed understandable. However, this approach often leads to burnout, disengagement, and a loss of connection with the very people leaders aim to inspire. Now, perhaps more than at any other time, there's a palpable hunger for a new kind of leadership. And that's where leading with presence becomes not just relevant, but essential. The current moment calls for leaders who can navigate complexity with clarity, lead with empathy, and foster resilience and innovation in their teams. It's about moving beyond transactional leadership to transform how we relate to ourselves, our work, and the people we lead. The aim is not just to survive, but to thrive, creating environments where both leaders and their teams can do their best work and find fulfillment. So, as we stand at this crossroads, the choice becomes clear. Do we continue down the path of traditional leadership competencies, which, whilst important, are no longer sufficient? Or do we embark on a journey to discover a different way, a new way that embraces the power of presence? The time to explore this transformative approach is now, as we seek to lead in a world that craves authenticity, connection, and purpose. And that's where leading with presence comes in. When we're present to ourselves and we're willing to recognize how our emotions, feelings, beliefs, habits, systems, and experiences shaped and influence us, we can start transforming who we are as a leader. Popularized by Daniel Goldman, emotional intelligence is a critical dimension in leadership, and it's through cultivating our emotional intelligence that we can connect with and lead from a state of presence, being present with ourselves first and then with others. I'm sure you've all come across such a person, someone who is grounded, appropriately assured, humble and yet confident, who can also make you feel more grounded and more regulated, and who listens, supports and empowers you. Take a moment now and bring to mind such a person. Notice, what are they doing that makes them stand out? How are they being with you that is different to what other people are doing with you? As you reflect on that, what insights or learning do you gain from that reflection? A systematic review conducted in 2022 by Laura Ilona Urla, published in the Human Resource Management Review, underscores the profound impact of mindfulness practices on leadership. One of its key findings was the significant benefits not only for personal well-being and work productivity, but also for the development of transformative leadership capabilities, such as self-awareness, social awareness, and ethical leadership behaviour. These qualities support leaders in nurturing their relationships and fostering their inner growth. Furthermore, research by Arndt, Vondervoff and Kugler in 2019 provides preliminary empirical evidence for how mindfulness extends beyond enhancing personal well-being and resilience to include positive effects on interpersonal skills and communication behaviour. This is critical for satisfying and effective leadership. So while mindfulness is just one pathway to enhancing presence, these studies highlight the importance and immense values of leaders embracing presence within their leadership practice. By integrating mindfulness and presence into our leadership approach, we open the door to not just incremental improvements in our effectiveness, but to a profound transformation in our leadership identity and the culture of our teams and organizations. I started my corporate career with a fascination for technology and wanting to understand how electronic systems and software worked. And for many years, I created systems and wrote softwares. I loved solving problems with technology, and I lived in my head. I was valued, and I valued my intellect. And along the way, I became an accidental leader. And with time, I eventually learned to embrace being a leader. And in reality, it was only when I discovered coaching and started learning more about myself, did I realize how I had been limiting myself and those around me. I realized that there must be more to me than simply my intellect and my ability to use my rational mind. So I embraced the challenge of going within and working on myself. And it's still a work in progress. But along the way, I discovered what was possible and opened my heart. In doing so, I grew my self-awareness, a key component of emotional intelligence. And with that, I gained a greater awareness of my attention and what I was seeing, or more importantly, not seeing. I became more present as I learned to slow down and tune in. When I'm present, I'm moving from hanging out solely in my thoughts to having greater access to my embodied wisdom, which leads to discovering new options and provides greater clarity. So now, as an executive coach, coach trainer, coaching supervisor and coach mentor, I'm continuing that journey of self-development while walking alongside and empowering leaders and coaches on a similar journey. So going forward, each fortnight or so, I'll be sharing practical strategies and insights about how to be a leader who is leading with presence. And it will appeal to anyone who works with or leads others and wants to develop themselves as a more empathic, heart-led, self-aware and present leader. And in the process, you'll start to discover strategies to support a shift from potentially feeling burnt out and surviving to somebody who thrives in both leadership and life. Along the way, I'll draw upon a range of disciplines, including emotional intelligence, positive psychology, human-centered coaching and psychology, adult learning theories, neuroscience, mindfulness, and more. As I mentioned, I love feeding my rational mind with information and knowledge. I love science and technology and then reflecting on it, how we can use it to enhance our understanding of ourselves. However, to embrace and fully embody presence, we must also ensure we aren't only speaking to our rational minds. Therefore, I'll be balancing information, research and background information with practical experiments you can try. And what you'll notice is that I'll quite often release two editions of the podcast. One will be practical, where I'll share insights, science, research and theory and discuss how it might impact and relate to you as a leader who wants to become more present. And then I'll also be sharing meditations and mindfulness episodes that are designed to support your learning and your journey to becoming more present. So that's what lies ahead. I hope you're as excited about this as I am, and I really look forward to continuing this journey with you in this new rebranded podcast. So moving from the Curious Coach podcast to Leading with Presence. I hope you'll enjoy this new reinvigorated podcast going forward, and that you'll come with me on this journey, as I've lots of exciting and interesting things to share in the days, months, and years ahead. As always, please feel free to reach out and let me know what you think. You can find me at stephenclements.ie or drop me an email, stephen@stephenclements.ie. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, until the next time, stay curious.